call the February 22nd Plan Commission meeting in order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag for the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item in your packet is B1, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of February 8th. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none.
So moved.
Oh, wait.
I have a correction and I would move approval.
Okay.
Bottom of page 1, the last item under C1, on a voice vote, all voted aye. Motion carried 4-2-1. I believe we want to strike all voted aye.
That's
and I would
correct.
Move approval with that correction.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1 is a public hearing. We do not have the appropriate packet. Is there a motion to the table?
So moved.
Mr. City Attorney.
You have to open the public hearing.
Do what? Okay. Mr. Fuchs.
It was noticed for this meeting.
Got it.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, February 22nd, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by the City of Franklin for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text for compliance with 2017 Wisconsin Act 67, an act to amend in part section 62.237HB title 62.237HB1A and 62.237HB2, and to create in part section 62.237DE, 62.237E7A, 62.237E7D, 66.100151E, 66.100152E, 66.100154 of the Wisconsin statutes, an act relating to limiting the authority of local governments to regulate development on substandard lots and require the merging of lots, requiring a political subdivision to issue a conditional use permit under certain circumstances, standards for granting certain zoning variances, local ordinances related to repair, rebuilding, and maintenance of certain nonconforming structures, unified development ordinance amendments, including as may be necessary for compliance and not limited for compliance to Division 15-30700, special use standards and regulations, Section 15-3.701, general standards for special uses, 15-3.0702, detailed standards for special uses in residential districts, 15-3.0703, detailed standards for special uses in non-residential districts, and 15-9.0103, applications for special use permit, section 15-9.0106, applications for zoning variance, 15-9.0107, applications for minor zoning variance, and 15-10.0206, variances. And Division 15-3.1000, nonconforming building structures and uses, Section 15-3.1002, existing nonconforming structures, 15-3.1003, existing substandard lots, 15-3.1004, continuance of use, 15-3.1006, repairs and alterations, and 15-11.0100, definitions. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of 62.237D2, of the Wisconsin statutes in Division 15-9.0200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance.
Before I open a public hearing, does staff have a recommendation?
Staff is recommending that the item be tabled to allow staff a little more time.
According to the ordinance, I'm opening a public hearing for this matter. Is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter? Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak on this matter? Seeing no one rise. Is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter and public hearing to the March 8th Plan Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to D1, Site Plan Amendment for Crohn's Incorporated. Mr. Fuchs.
The Plan Commission recently approved a site plan for Crohn's to construct a 40,000-plus square foot building. Since that approval, the applicant is looking to shift the building 11 feet east towards 58th Street. They also have relocated their loading dock on the north side of the building to be more centered on the building, which does allow for truck maneuvering on site. Last night, the Board of Zoning Building Appeals approved a variance for the setback. The M1 requires a 30-foot setback. The revised site plan has a 20-foot setback front yard. So staff is recommending approval. Just The only new condition is that it's subject to the applicant revising the parking lot to include 24-foot drive aisle widths and parking spaces that are 9 feet wide by 180 feet. I spoke with the applicant. They seem to be able to accomplish that.
Mr. City Engineer.
Was that the comment that my staff was wanting them to address? I understood they still had a few engineering comments that haven't been addressed yet.
Engineering, we do have a condition for final grading and stormwater management, and that's a carryover from the original site plan approval.
Commissioner Haley.
If I might, thank you, Mayor. I have a couple of questions and maybe a statement. In reviewing the site plan, we've got some nice amenities. They're connecting their facility across the street with a pedestrian sidewalk. Is it safe to assume that they'll actually be striping that sidewalk and signing it as appropriate?
Correct.
It's shown it wasn't specifically
It'll be striped.
Okay. They also have a communication duct they want to put in between their two buildings, two sites under the road. Is it safe to assume that that'll be directional board rather than open cut?
Directional board.
Thank you. I have some concerns about the stormwater management. I'm glad the staff is going to look at that deeper. It seems to work. Am I also correct in assuming that we don't have available stormwater infrastructure in the business park? I mean, as best I can tell, this the water is being captured and the basin just overflows and ditches and goes to a level spreader and flows towards the neighbors.
You know, I don't know. I think,
Mr. City Engineer.
I want to say that this is part of an overall plan that was previously considered, so this area was already considered for the drainage.
Well, this is the old part. This used to be the industrial part.
Well,
this particular stormwater management was previously considered by us. So
my comment would be, since staff is going to be looking at final details, and that they pay attention, because
and there was a detail regard. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, just please consider that in your review.
Yeah, there was a concern about where to hold the drainage in relation to some wetlands. I believe that was part of this project we talked about a couple months ago.
Okay. And then I guess the only other comment that I would have is, I think it'd be nice if there was some form of pedestrian connection between the parking lot and the new building. The buildings are connected. But basically, all the employees and visitors there are just going to have to water randomly across the parking lot to get there. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a big deal, but good planning and common decency might suggest that there's a way to do that.
Well, there is.
Even just across that major front island, if there was a way to walk around that or through it. And again, that's something that...
The drawings I'm looking at have it. Look at this drawing. There's additional parking in the front for visitors, and then a nice big walkway.
Well, here we have walkways across the street and connecting the front of the building into over here, but there's nothing that comes from south to north.
Sure. Turn to the green. It's easier to see on the green page. On that colored page. This is a walkway. It's a driveway and a walkway right here. And then there's another
okay.
one on the very...
It's a wide driveway. I didn't realize.
And then there's one on the west side as well. Mr. Fuchs, am I right?
I believe you are.
Yeah, well, that's a better image.
Might be something they might just want to consider is finding a break in that island or something where people can...
Just pull it down, Nick. There's a driveway right there.
Yep. Sidewalk there and in
and
front of the
building.
And then
pull it down. And another sidewalk driveway on the west side. Is that okay?
It's fine. Safety concern.
Yeah.
If you walk
That's
through.
All I have. Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. City Engineer?
I was just going to say, if you walk through that island, if I think that's what you're asking, then you lose a parking space. Is that what you're asking?
Stepping stone something. I'm not trying to complicate it, but
okay.
It would be nice. You know that the pedestrians are going to cut a path across that landscape island. That's accommodated if possible.
Get salt on their jackets. Anyone else? Is there a motion to approve a resolution amending site plan for a property located at 9611 South 58th Street, Crohn's Incorporated, to allow for relocation of the project demonstration and training facility building and associated grading changes on the existing property?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
10 minutes.